Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show musician Christopher Harold Wells, and he is the front man and guitarist for the band The Neverlutionaries, and they have a brand new project, self-titled, and it is out this month via Polychromatic Records. Christopher, welcome to the show. How would you describe your music? Because it seems like you can't really describe it. It doesn't really fit into one of the normal categories, does it?
Well, first off, thank you so much for having me on, Rick, and hello to the listeners out there. It essentially represents the fact that I've always really enjoyed a plethora of different genres of music, you know, from very soulful stuff to very spacey and shoegazy, almost Cure-esque, to very gritty stuff, you know, like I grew up a big Metallica fan, you know, in my youth, and I just got really turned on to a lot of different genres of music, and it all affected my songwriting. And it's something that, and what I do as an artist, I feel it's, you know, I like to show like a like have it like a journey of sorts, because, you know, it's my essential. It kind of equals life for me, like, you know, the way it goes. Some days it's really easy and laid back and mellow. Then other days it's kind of funky. Then other days, you know, you're just kind of sitting back and everything's cool. And then other days it's kind of, you know, we get angry, you know. And so I really like to show all of that, you know, and or excuse me, represent all of that within my sound. You know, it's a very important part.
No, and I think it's cool how you could have, as I mentioned, like Metallica or something spacey, and then maybe it sounds like Skynyrd, and then maybe it sounds like Parliament. And it's really just the diverse music scene we kind of grew up in, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess some people get comfortable in writing in one, you know, they have a shtick per se, and their shtick is they do this type of music very well. And they might, you know, like a hard rock band or something, and everyone can have their music translate as beautifully, you know, breaking it down per se, like an Alice in Chains, how they, you know, they were able to do both seamlessly because one was part of the other. But most people have to find their own lane, because essentially, I think that's part of the way the music business used to be, because it was easier to market people to say, hey, this is what it is. You know, but other bands, you know, so a lot of bands are like, well, hey, if we want to maintain this, we have to kind of stay in this lane. But I've always been a fan of, you know, like Zeppelin's one of my biggest influences of all time, and Prince, and the cats that really just did what they wanted to do and just put out, you know, their songs and their records out to not necessarily was the, you know, flavor of the day, but just musically where they were at that time in their lives.
True. And you recorded this at the Hyde Street studios here in the city, which, you know, I think about like when I was in high school, the Dead Kennedys were there and then Tupac was there. And speaking of Parliament,
Oh,
I know
yeah.
George Clinton was there. What was it like to be in such a you know, famous venue like that studio?
Well, it's a very honorable honor it's very honorable and very humbling experience. I mean, very honored to be there, just to, you know, work with some really amazing people, and I have this wonderful, you know, group of friends, and we're all producers and singers and musicians, and, you know, they work out of there. And, you know, a few years ago I was lucky enough to be brought into a session by Pamela Parker, and she ironically, it was a session that Jameson Durr, who produced the record, and Ryan Hickey, who played, he actually played a piano on one song on Ariana, the first single off of the record. So just the fact that years later, you know, in these hallowed halls, that I would be recording my music there, it's, you know, it's it's a wonderful thing. Even just like taking a break to, you know, use the loo or whatever, you know, you just walk by all these gold records and they're like, ah, Dick Kennedy's, ah, Joe Satriani, ah, the Grateful Dead, ah, Michael Fonte, Green Day, you know, and that's just on the way to the kitchen. And if you take another route, there's tons of other records there. So it's so cool. And there's a bit of a, I would dare say, a bit of magic in that place. You know, essentially, I don't know if you know or not, but it's split off into different rooms, you know, and I guess, you know, some of the bigger artists, you know, back in the day would record downstairs in the bigger room, and Studio C was called Wally's Hideout. It was like a little studio upstairs that the Dead liked to go. Then other people, you know, like, I think Satriani did Surfing with the Alien up there, and then all these other wonderful artists recorded there, and it just has this magic to it. Like, when you're there, you know that you're somewhere really special. It's almost like the equivalent of, like, musical church or something when you walk in there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. A couple more questions for Christopher Harold Wells. Harold Wells, your dad, All-American linebacker at Purdue, played a few years for the Eagles in the 60s as well. Had, I looked at his stats, 4 interceptions, pretty good for a linebacker. So when you were growing up, his career on the gridiron was over. So did you like, did he show you black and white films, or did you get his old football cards? What was that like?
Actually, I was just, you know, like little kids, like sneak around and check out their parents' stuff, and they're not gonna, what's this? What's that? Let's go in here. And I found this pile of cards. And there was, I always knew that he played football, but then when I saw the cards, I put the two together, and I was like, oh, wow, okay. And then I actually, you know, had a little business. I was selling the cards to my classmates when I was young. But it was neat, you know, and I got to discover, the older I got, the more I got into football, into the game itself. And, you know, especially after, you know, within the last few years, so many of these clips are now popping up where, you know, I'm seeing him, you know, knock Jim Brown backwards and all this really cool stuff that, you know, of course I wasn't around to see, but just knowing, you know, it's a trip. I have a buddy of mine, and he lives in San Francisco, and we used to hang out back in the day when we did some time in North Carolina, not time, but we used to live there. Let me clarify that. But, and we were sitting at a bar that he worked at, and they had that thing on the NFL Network of, like, the 100 greatest plays or something they have. And, you know, for some reason, I just happened to be there, and a play that my father was featured in was, you know, was playing there at a bar, and I was like, wow, such a proud moment. And I was wondering how awesome it would have been to actually be at that game and see him do his thing, but luckily, I still have him, and luckily we have lots of video and stuff that's popping up now. So that's really awesome.
Very cool. We've been speaking with rocker Christopher Harold Wells. The new debut self-titled LP is out by Polychromatic Records, and on the way out, we will listen to Stumble, which is one of the hits on the album as well. Christopher, thanks for stopping by. Congratulations on the project, and hopefully we'll catch up in the future.
Awesome, Rick. Thanks so much for having me, and have a wonderful, wonderful end to your week and a great weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back with some open lines. My soul, all that's left are memories and some change. Forever.